I never been one of the people that could be comfortable being careless. Some people, I noticed the quality that they don't have, that they just don't have the pressure on themselves. You know, they just have a little bit of a comfort that I don't have. I don't feel comfortable unless I know I went above and beyond with my preparation. The things that possibly could happen, if I ain't take real steps to prevent those things, I'm not comfortable.
You know, I was always a hustler. So when I talk to a young dude, I'm like, bro, my advice to you is going to be money advice. I don't going to get philosophical. Bro, get you some money, you're going to feel different.
Straight up.
You might even, all that other advice I could have gave you, this is the short version. You know, get you a couple dollars, man. You're going to feel different.
Words is powerful, you know? And I think that the ability to articulate, you know, you can really impact people. I think as human beings, everybody has a natural gift and a natural passion, but then you go outside and you get influenced and you feel pressure from what's going on outside. And so, you know, I read one time, like, would you rather be at war with yourself and at peace with the world, or at peace with yourself and at war with the world? And that was powerful for me.
Can't walk around, you know, charismatic and happy. Nah, I gotta make sure, you know, we setting up some type of wealth, because we might have a little bag right now, but we know a lot of people had a bag right now and they ended up bad. We got a core business, which is, for me, music, but then it's about building an enterprise around it. And I think, you know, that's what we see Jay-Z has done. That's what we see Puff has done. The music don't become how you pay the bills. It's a lot of pressure off of it. You got other things bringing in income. You can make music solely as an artist.
You know, I be juggling. You know what I'm saying? I juggle a lot. I play a lot of positions. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, my mentality when I do start to be like, damn, this is a lot. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know, that's what it's supposed to feel like. If you are going toward what the vision look like, then that's like greatness. That's, you know, on multiple levels. Mm-hmm. That's the vision that I'm working toward. So I'm like, I just think about that. Like, this shit ain't supposed to feel, you know, comfortable. It's supposed to be uncomfortable. It's supposed to stretch you. It's supposed to be a burden to a degree. And you gotta, you know, wrap your mind around that and accept it and embrace it. And you catch some wisdom off of that. You know what I mean?
You gotta go hard. You gotta believe in yourself. And you gotta have a sense of humor. And know that bullshit is gonna happen. You can't be too serious about it, too emotionally affected when bullshit happens. You have to just stick to the script, believe, have overwhelming confidence, be your own biggest fan, your own biggest believer, and put it on your back and carry the weight. You feel me?
Obviously, having a passion for music since day one, the dream and the vision was to, you know, start a label and start a music movement, a music brand. And then just thinking, like, as a chess player, you know, assuming that we would have success in music, the next thing became, dang, what will we do next? And just looking at the blueprint that people like Jay and Puff laid, we like want to, you know, offer our opinion into fashion. Yeah, so the actual brand, the name of the brand, obviously, is the Marathon. And it just stands for endurance. It stands for staying down. It stands for, like, not quitting, accepting the ups and downs of whatever game you commit yourself to and riding it out. You feel me? Because, you know, that's the reality of, you know, success or greatness, that it come with a roller coaster ride, you know? So I think that anybody could apply the Marathon concept to what they do, if it's sports, if it's fashion, if it's music, if it's hustling, whatever, you're on a marathon, you know? So to make that the basis of our, you know, fashion line, I look at it like, you know, we honor the people that ain't quit. We honor the people that stayed down.
One thing I noticed about myself when I like, I think, you know, thoughts is powerful in all facets. Because even my career, even my life, you know, things end up turning out exactly how I visualized them. Not in this time frame I expected. You know what I'm saying? You always want shit to happen overnight. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I just had clear visions. You know, obviously outside of my grill. I just mean the music, hustling, and just how I viewed myself as an adult when I was a young dude coming up. And your thoughts powerful. That shit, you know, come to life if you stick to your script.
Yeah, get the walls. Nah, you know what I'm saying? We used to have a studio set up here, you know what I mean? And just motivation on the wall, you know what I mean? We brainstorm, round table. A lot of times if we ended the studio, we ended the shop, we come on back.
If you're a small business owner, you already know what it takes to keep everything moving. You're juggling customers, invoices, and about 100 decisions every day. Thankfully, taxes don't have to be one more thing on that list. With Intuit TurboTax, you can get your business taxes done for you with a full service expert. TurboTax matches you with your dedicated tax expert who knows your industry, understands your business write-offs, and gives you the personalized advice your business deserves. Upload your documents right in the app, hand everything off, and still feel like you're in the loop the whole way through. You can even get real-time updates on your expert's progress right in the app, which makes it so much easier to stay on track. And you can get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Visit TurboTax.com to get matched with an expert today. Only available with TurboTax Full Service Experts.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta all money in, you know, stay focused. Quitting is not an option. 6 hours make a million. Big money only. You know, talk about it, be about it. You know what I mean? How hard are you really going? Different things that you wake up to, you know what I mean? When you're on this marathon.
All my original goals, I met them. I had goals as somebody coming out the street. So I didn't have a hell of a entertainment set of goals. I never wanted to win a Grammy. That was not my goal coming out the street. Them is music goals now. That I'm in the music game. That was never my goal. I never thought about selling a million records. I thought about, you know, doing something legit to make my money and being able to, you know, not worry about when I heard the helicopter late at night thinking they was coming to kick the door down. Right. You know, I was like, I read an article that Joel Santana made $15,000 a show. I don't know if it was true or not, but I'm like, damn, you can make $15,000 a show? That's how I was thinking at that time. Like, you know, what we did as teenagers to make $15,000, you get a lot of years for it.
Absolutely.
So, you know, you could go do a tour where you make that every night. And then I remember looking at every state, like it's 50 states. If I could sell 1,000 units in each state, Indy, at $8 a unit, you know what I mean? I could make somewhere near $500,000 if I just figure out how to do that. And that was my little entry level goal. So, you know, we established and accomplished them things early. And I had to redevelop my goals. Now that I was in the game and I learned niggas get $1 million a show, niggas get $500,000 a show. I didn't know that. I didn't know that, you know, you got, I knew, but I didn't think that it was realistic that you could really sell millions and millions of records and become a global brand. So as I became exposed to these situations, met these people that performed on that level, and like, you know, you ain't no smarter than me. You know what I'm saying? You just in a position. You just, mm-hmm. you know, you sitting in a space where you can execute on that level. You know what I mean? I start reestablishing what my goals were.
When you don't have resources, you in survival mode. You know, so being in survival mode automatically rules out a lot of things because you don't care about morality because you don't experience morality. You experience, you know, the need to survive. You don't experience, you know, fairness. You don't experience planning for the future. You just experience my ribs touching. You know what I mean? And it's better me than you. And, you know, it's a survival instinct that kick in. So I think once you get out of the survival mode, your morals come back closer to your daily decision making. You start thinking about what's right, what do I believe in? But until you get out of survival mode, you ain't got time to be worrying about right and wrong. You worrying about bottom line. You know what I mean? By any means necessary. So I think that economics is the answer. Empowering people economically is how you really, really impact. But I don't know if it's about dropping a bag of money in the hood. I think it's about impacting culture in a way that, you know, the mentality changes. I couldn't make a blanket statement to just the young people doing dirt. I don't think that's honest. You know what I mean? It's context for everything. Nothing happens in a vacuum, you know? But I would say that, you know what I mean? You're gonna lay in the bed you make. You're not gonna get away with nothing in terms of the energy. You know what I mean? You might beat the camera or the police. They might not catch you for what you're doing, but the energy is always gonna return to you. So when you just living in this cycle of being negative all day and just putting out negativity and that's the only energy you putting out, it's gonna return to you in a different form than you put it out in. So I would just say, you know, master your energy. Do your best to master your energy and what you put out, you know, unless that's what you want. You know, because you entitled to whatever you want to create, whatever experience you want to create for yourself. But if you're tired of that shit, adjust the energy. You know what I mean? As best you can. Adjust what you wake up thinking and what you say. And then, lastly, what you do. And that's not an easy thing to do because it's such a pressure in these areas to just go by the way things are. But, you know, it's a lot of examples that you could look up to as young kids in the streets. You could look up to a Kendrick Lamar. Not the words, forget what he's saying, just where he came from. I seen him, you could YouTube him freestyling in the Nickerson Garden Projects. You could look up to a Nip Hustle. You know, you could look up to any one of these guys that came from this hopelessness and you know, wiggled their way through it. You know what I mean? And you could reverse engineer what they did. You know, look at the steps. What happened?